to the Chopping Beef Show. I am Casey the Beef Cregan, coming to you from Mom's Basement, as always, joined, as always, by Zach Locks Parker and JJ in Tampa. Locks coming to us from Savannah, Georgia. This is week number 32 of the Chopping Beef Show. Welcome in. We're glad to have you. On this week's episode, yes, we actually do have an outline that we're going to follow tonight. We're going to talk all sorts of stuff. A lot of sports. So gear up. Gear up. I know we haven't recently talked a ton of sports, but we are going to do that tonight. We're excited about it. We got a lot of good stuff on the docket. Once again, we want to make sure that everyone's safe out there. We want to hope that everyone's families are safe. This is a trying time for everybody in the country. We're just trying to put a smile on your face for the next hour, hour and 5 minutes or so. So I hope you enjoy it. We're so glad to have you in. We got WrestleMania coming up this weekend. We got Wimbledon canceled. We got the Masters postponed / canceled. We got food. We got what else do you want to talk about? We got it tonight on the show. So happy to have you in. We'll talk to you very shortly. Chopping Beef Show, next.
You ready? Doing this? We are off.
Eric Carmen and All By Myself leading us into the show this week.
Who? What?
Celine Dion did it too, but you know, the original.
Wow. One hit wonder.
Celine Dion? Yeah.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
Doesn't take long.
The song, I think. Oh, God. Bless America. We are here. Chopping Beef Show's here. Coronavirus week 3 of this mess that we've been dealing with it here on the show. Trying to bring a little life to your world. Trying to make you laugh. And I didn't do the check. Let's do the nightly check. How you boys doing tonight?
I'm alive.
Locks. I'm checking my pulse. Look. Yep, still right. Here. Still here.
Well, damn it.
Last week we ended damn up with 41 unique clicks.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's up from the week before. So that's good. That's our weekly check now of people with a pulse. So, you know, obviously people are I'm picturing people are gathering their families. The young kids around the old record player.
Or the old radio.
The old MP3 player.
The old 45. Playing it on blast. Maybe skipping. Oh, wait, no, that's just my audio.
Daddy, can we put the ham radio?
Lord, we are here, though. We're here. We're going to keep doing this mess and try to, like I said, try to make you smile a little bit at our antics. JJ came up with a fantastic, I don't know what we call it, outline, show prep today.
Spreadsheet for the Yarber.
Spreadsheet.
He put it in a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet for us in honor of the birthday boy, Mr. Chad Yarber. 40-something years young. Still looks like he's 40-something years young.
Well done.
But what is Yarber's nickname? Or what is he famous for?
Spreadsheets, man. Spreadsheets all day.
His entire life is spreadsheets.
Yeah.
And this is one of the worst spreadsheets I've ever seen. This format would make him cringe.
Tomorrow you need to forward this on to him just so he can see this, so he can convulse.
He would be so sympathetically embarrassed for you. This is just terrible. But it got the point across.
It's fantastic. It's terribly done, obviously, in the true sense of the spreadsheet, but it's fantastic. It does the job. It's fantastic. It's wonderfully done.
Yes. It does what it needs to do.
In honor of one of our most loyal listeners we have out there. So we like to give them a little shout out.
Hell yeah.
Who? Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out.
Give it.
I want to give a shout out to you guys, to both of you.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. What? I'll tell you, man, like, no joke, last 2-3 weeks, I can't even tell what day it is. I just kind of go, well, I know Thursday's the podcast. How many days until the podcast? It's something to look forward to, you know, because right now, time's uncertain. I know I get to talk to two of my really good friends one day a week and don't have to think about all this other shit. So thank you. How about that?
Well, that's very nice of you. And if we're going to be serious for a moment, you're right. I mean, that's exactly what this is. And I was talking to a dear friend of mine today who is in South Carolina, and she was saying how, like, we were texting back and forth about this mess, and we're going off script a little bit, but it doesn't matter. And because it's literally the only thing we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is why this show and this thing that we have and this awesome spreadsheet, I almost said the F after the AW, but I said this awesome spreadsheet, is literally, this is what we're trying to do. This is exactly what we're trying to do with this show. So you don't have to think about it because it's literally the only thing on the news. ABC's playing Chris Muir, whatever his name is, Muir's on, talking about it nonstop, and it's like death and taxes and whatever. It's awful. And economy. So this is what we're talking about. We're trying to have fun. I'm babbling. I digress. Blah, blah, blah.
I have a PSA to announce, by the way.
Go ahead. Getting it all out there.
If you live in Alabama, Pennsylvania, or Michigan, get out. They closed all the liquor stores.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine Detroit sober?
Alabama sober.
Oh, my God. More cousins are going to marry.
This is like Prohibition all over again.
It is. This is horrible. These damn Christians are going to ruin our lives again.
What in the world? That is horrendous.
Pittsburgh and Philadelphia?
Well, Philly can go over the border very easily. So
That's true.
They have Delaware to the south and New Jersey to the east. They're good.
And Pittsburgh could go to Virginia or Ohio.
Or Ohio.
Yeah.
But those guys in the middle, where are they getting their blue cans?
Dude, you got to buy them from the guy that's smuggling them from Ohio. You know, it's just like a transfer thing.
Marked up.
Yeah, marked up. Got to pay taxes.
That guy that hoarded the hand sanitizer, maybe he's hoarding blue cans now.
17,000 bottles of it.
I would be hijacking Anheuser-Busch trucks. Come on, boys.
Speaking of come on, boys, we're going to talk college football for a second.
Ooh. All right.
Considering that's what the name of our show is, you know, the college football show.
The chop and debauchery edition.
whatever it is this week. I don't even know what I say on that thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it came out today, and it was just an article. Athletic directors are in the infancy stages of talking about possibly doing kind of a two-prong season to the college football year in hopes of getting an entire schedule in. They want to do about 9 conference games in the fall and then do the playoff in May, if I read that correctly. So no out-of-conference games and then like a 5-month layoff or 4-month layoff. Four months to prepare. Could you imagine Saban 4 months to prepare, or Venables 4 months to prepare? Anyway,
why that space though? I'm trying to figure that. I thought when you first said it was like play late in the year and then off for the holiday and then maybe. But now you're saying May.
Why so long? May 2021.
Interesting.
Yeah, but wouldn't you almost think around spring break at least, maybe, because kids are going to be off anyway.
Right.
Let them play some football and go to cool towns. And
I think this is just, like I said, infancy stages. So I think.
So you're saying it's happening. Yes. All right. I like it.
You heard it here
the
first.
The NCCA again goes, no planning, just throw shit on the wall and hope it sticks.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
I'm trying to look it up, so I'm trying to. But I, of course, I can't see it now. I can't find it. But. Anyway,
it's
in talks. I don't know why they would play in the fall and then not play until the spring, or if they're going to plan on playing without fans. But I know the big thing is money. There was something out there today also about how much money the NCAA will lose if they are not allowed fans in. So they want a season. So they may push that season maybe further into the winter. There was also talk earlier in the week they were going to move it up to like July, August, and September to have it. Could you imagine South Carolina in July?
How about Miami? Anything in the South.
It is a human crock pot in August and September, and now you're going to put it in July? Oh. Yeah, I mean, that Florida notwithstanding, too. Any one of them.
Pot.
I mean,
you said a human crock pot. Swamp-ass Central.
Oh, no doubt. Who'd want to go into that stadium?
Well, at Clemson, a lot of places, too. I remember we went, and this is... We're going off a little bit, but who cares? We went to that USF, University of Florida game, and I had to buy a Florida shirt. And I was dating a girl at the time who didn't like Florida, and I got so much shit when I got home that I had a Florida shirt on. But I sweat through two shirts that day. It was so damn hot. It takes a lot for me to buy a Florida gear, any SEC gear. I needed another shirt, and everything there that day was Florida.
Was that the USF game?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That was horrible.
It was horrible. It was so damn hot. And that's just like Clemson. I mean, it's not Gainesville. But Clemson's so open that sun, if it's a noon game, you just literally cook.
And if you've never been there, it really is a valley. It's below, like, the road and, like, the breeze, unless upper deck. And then if you're in upper deck, it just means you're closer to the sun because it's so high up. So it is you can't win some stadiums. God.
Two worst games. Two worst games I've ever been to were Heat were, like he said, I was with Beef at the Swamp. That was horrible. And then Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, beginning of the season. Horrible.
Gross.
I mean, people don't even go to Buccaneers games September and October because it's too damn hot. It's insane.
Well, that's why, you know, Bama at Tuscaloosa, they play everything at night. In LSU at night in the beginning of the season too. And I remember Saban bitching because he had to play an early game, which actually was a noon game, which was 11 in the time zone. Yeah. And he's like, no one's going to come. No fans are going to come. Yeah. You know, he's like, I can't even convince him because it's going to be 105 out here. You know, so I can see it, but you know, at this point, it'll probably be packed because people are going to be fever pitched just to get going. You know,
yeah. I mean, the shirt's optional at these places during those
right.
Games.
Yeah, you got to paint something, like some letters. No Corona or something. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Great. It'd be great just to watch on my TV.
Can you imagine Austin, Texas?
Oh, God.
There's some nice looking ladies in Austin, Texas. Showing up in bikinis and for a Longhorn game.
Tallahassee.
Oh, Miami. Oh, God. I might be getting tickets.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, boys. That would be that's all I can hope for is just don't cancel the football. That'll suck. Oh, please. Yeah.
We can't please do don't. This show all season long.
Sure we can.
That's an even better point.
Sure. I mean, going along with this whole subject, you know, to make Notre Dame relevant again, Brian Kelly jumped on Herb Street's ass today about the comments he made. You know, why is he trying to shut down the college season, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, Kelly, you go to a fantastic academic, you coach at a fantastic academic school, they're smarter than you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This thing's bad. There's 1 million Corona people in the world, jackass. You know, win a national title, then you can talk.
Whoa,
that.
Whoa.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Don't do that.
What?
Notre Dame doesn't deserve it.
What?
Now that leads me to another comment here. So the talk for this, and it's like I said, it's just in the beginning stages, is that they'll play a 9-game conference only schedule, no out of conference games. What does that do to teams like Notre Dame and other independent teams like Army and New Mexico State and
Air
Old
Force.
Dominion? Old Air Force is in the Mountain West.
Why the hell? I thought they were.
Yeah. But Navy used to be independent too. But what does it do to those schools that are independent? Who are they just playing each other?
Yes, round robin.
That's cool.
It is funny that I think Liberty is also another one that's.
Oh God, I'd love to kill them some bitches.
That's back in session, and also one of the independent schools. Because I say that because they played, I think it was last year. They played New Mexico State twice.
Yes, I remember that.
They needed a game, so they played a home and home with them in the same season. It's crazy.
Yep.
But I don't know what you're going to do there. And I didn't read the article well enough, apparently, to answer that question. It may be in there. It may not.
I like it.
And that may be the reason why Brian Kelly went on a rant.
Maybe.
Because maybe it does leave Notre Dame open to not participate. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. That brings up a good point.
You know, I know I'd be a little upset if I did a round robin and finished 10-9-0, and
against those teams, they will finish whatever 9-0.
It's just like an Alabama out of conference schedule. What the hell?
It's like a Clemson ACC.
It's like a Clemson schedule.
Did you see the way too early top 25? There's 4 3.5 ACC teams in the not so early top 25.
It's the half. I didn't see the half.
Notre Dame.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So we're
half in, half out. Half in, half out.
They play five games.
They're the tip champions in college football.
Who were the others? I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
It was Clemson. It was Miami, Notre Dame, and
North Carolina.
No, I'm sorry. No Miami. It was North Carolina and Louisville snuck in at 20.
That's right. That's
really
right.
You're high on Scott Satterfield there. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that.
Yeah. Speaking of ugly.
Hey, what?
Speaking of ugly.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's moving to St. Petersburg, Davis Island, Florida.
St. Petersburg.
Hell yeah.
Davis Island, Tampa. Davis Islands.
Yes.
Tampa, Florida. Wow.
Mm. Beef and I's old stomping grounds.
Literally a mile from us.
Oops.
I've seen Derek Jeter's house, you guys? Is there over here? Let's go see Derek Jeter's house. Oh, wait, it's Tom Brady's house now.
Yes.
Is he out front throwing a football?
Why do we just stop at the anchor and never go see it? Shut up.
More importantly, it's Gisele Bündchen's house.
Yes. Because she makes more money than Tom.
I'm sure she'll be in the front yard in a cheap lawn chair.
There's a 6-foot fence.
You can see through the gates, though. They got those wrought iron
gates.
There's
no front yard in that place. It's all backyard.
She's going to be doing the weeds and trimming and all that shit. And
she'll be out there sunbathing in the front yard right by the street.
Right next to the
Rolls Royces where you put the cars.
She'll probably go to the pool across the street from the place we used to live.
Oh, the public pool? Yeah, she'll probably go there. Yeah. I tell you, I'd shit my pants if she did. Like, what?
Well, that's what I was telling somebody earlier about Tampa. Tampa's one of those enigmas that you literally see all of the athletes. You see them. You see them out. Yeah. You see them about. It's weird because I guess it's a small city. The places to go are kind of small. I don't know. There's a ton of places to go, but you definitely see them. What are you smiling about? What are you thinking about so big?
Speaking
of seeing athletes, Sunday, I did see Tino. Sunday.
The emoji came up.
The blowjob emoji came up, actually.
Yep.
And he was looking strapping.
Sharp, right? Sharp.
Golden. A glow.
Bronze and tan. He looked like he's been.
Forearms? He works out.
Yeah, a lot of jerking off after the pro season.
No, it was allegedly throwing tobacco bales at the cigar factories.
Very true. That is very true. Saw your boy.
Yeah, I had a boy.
He asked about you.
I'm sure.
He said,
where's your stalker friend at? He's what he said, huh?
He hasn't been down to see me. And
he used the F word before stalker.
Where's the guy with the shrine?
Was that friendly stalker? Is that the F word?
Yeah, where's that real friendly stalker that always seems to, you know, able to manscape me every time I see him with his tongue?
Whoa.
His eyes.
So there was other things that you said about the Patriots that I didn't see. Yeah. So I'm going to give the mic over to JJ here, who said something about the Patriots sending a plane to China to pick up some masks.
I didn't see this. I mean, this is great.
This is actually kind of cool. Robert Kraft sent the Patriots jet over to China to pick up over a million, I guess, the N95 mask,
mm-hmm.
and load them all up in the Patriots plane and brought them back to the United States for the hospital people. So
he's been known to do stuff like that. When people need something or someone, him and Mark Cuban, yeah. the Dallas Mavericks, will send their plane.
Yeah. And I thought that was just, it still doesn't make up for all the crap the Patriots have done. But I thought that was pretty cool. That was pretty smooth move on his part. And,
yeah.
You know, that was that's awesome. That's awesome.
Bro, that's not a cheap gig, you know. He's flying a jumbo jet to China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Filling it up with masks. I wonder, did he broker that deal? Did the government go, hey, we got these masks. Can someone go get it? No, you know, he probably figured that shit out on his own and said, probably. You got masks. I'm going to go buy them. I'm going to bring back. You know, that's not a small task. So good for him. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And
like that, the masks are gone, just like the toilet paper and the paper towels.
Well, dude, it's... For someone being a part of this, it is absolutely apeshit crazy now.
It's wild.
It really is. Because now no American company wants Asian product because it takes too long to get over here.
Right. Yeah.
But they're the only ones making this product for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to send jobs overseas. And it's like, well, I guess we learned our lesson on that one.
Full circle. Here we come. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that cheap labor didn't work out so damn well this time. So, but that's the way it goes. But I thought that was a very cool move on his part. So
very well done. You never heard really bad about him, especially, this is going to sound terrible, especially after his wife passed away. You've only heard good, pretty much, other than the rub and tug places in Florida. But water is wet.
I heard he was a good tipper.
Water is wet down there. Yeah. It is what it is. But other than that, as far as negative, if he's a good tipper down there, too, leave the guy alone. I had no problem with that.
No.
I don't like the Patriots. No. But people would always look to bring them down because they were on top for so long.
Yep.
Speaking of being on top.
Cheat gay, late gay, all that crap. But,
I guess he was.
It wasn't him, but it was, yeah. It
more lies on the head coach, but. And Satan you said too. Also something about Tom Brady going on Howard Stern. I didn't hear this either.
I heard that he's got I heard it on a media outlet that Howard Stern has got a Tom Brady interview lined up and planned.
Wow. Really?
So, you know, I mean, you may not like or may like Howard Stern, but he does give a damn good interview.
He's the best interviewer ever.
I agree. Very good.
Where he, he opens up some people. When they get on that couch, where he's I'm interested to see what Tom Brady's going to say about the Patriots because I'm sure those questions are going to come up.
Oh yeah, yeah. And he's so smooth. He's so smooth at asking the questions and getting people it's not confrontational at all.
No, it's just
Jeremy
hey,
Schaap or it's really smooth the way he does that. It's crazy. He gets people crying that you would never think would cry. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Next Wednesday. Yeah. Next Is Wednesday.
It? Wow.
I bet that's going to be a great interview. I'd be interested to hear what, like I said, Tom Brady never seems to slip up during remarks, and I don't think he will hear because he's just been doing it for so long.
I think share a little bit. You know, he can just be so stone-faced and just rehearsed. It's like, come on, just be a human for once in your freaking life.
Well, I think the experience of pretty much being thrown away by the Patriots, not that I know what that feels like, but not by the Patriots. I bet you things are going to come out.
Yeah,
the headline said Tom Brady's ready to let loose on the Howard Stern Show. And one thing about Howard Stern... that he's doing through all this is he's offering free streaming to his SiriusXM show and channel. So it's going to be open season for those people that don't necessarily have the SiriusXM. They can actually go listen to it for free.
Did you say that's Wednesday?
That's next Wednesday, so just in time for our show for Thursday.
Oh, we've got a topic.
Write it down. Write it down. Content.
Thank the Lord.
Oh. I am still waiting. I sent a text to you boys earlier in the week. I am still waiting. Like I said in previous weeks, my wife's really good friend and college roommate is in HR and content for ESPN. And she put out on Facebook the other day, like, what would you want to watch on ESPN? And my wife, being the loving, caring, supportive wife that she is, put the Chop and Beef Show. So I'm waiting patiently by my phone.
Send me it along.
I mean, that was a week ago.
Give me this broad's number. I'll give her content.
I'm holding out hope.
What's quit being passive aggressive? What's just start bombing her phone?
Blow it up.
The hell up. Lady, you don't know what you're missing an opportunity here.
Hell yeah.
They have no idea.
They will give you a lifetime contract putting us on the channel.
Awesome.
What's number 9 in Spanish?
Nueve.
We'll be on that channel. We won't even get to the Ocho.
How about that quick Spanish?
ESPN Siete.
The Nueve. How about that quick Spanish?
It's pretty solid.
How's that Taco Bell going? What?
Speaking of Spanish, Wimbledon canceled. But that's not in Spain.
Well, it's over there. Is that right?
It's Spain, across that lake.
Or is that east of not a geography guy. Let me get the globe.
Get the globe. We'll span the globe with lies.
This is an audio show and not a visual show because, you know, we like to talk about my head size and globes and things, you know, things that the listener can't hear.
Okay, well, Beef's head. Imagine a watermelon on top of a set of shoulders.
And my globe that I have is the only globe made that's smaller than Beef's head. How about that?
It's tremendous. You should see the head. Today, this morning, I woke up. I took a shower. I did my normal morning routine, you know.
Yeah.
The three S's minus the shave. And quite honestly, minus the shit. But, so I showered. And then I have this weird thing, and you can make fun of me, and I'm opening myself up, you know, because of this time that we're in. You guys know. I sit on the toilet, lid down, so I'm not actually on the toilet, and I dry myself off with a hair dryer. Well, today, because I have such an afro,
because
my hair literally just grows up, I decided to help it out with the hair dryer. I swear I'm 6'9".
I forgot about the hair dryer routine.
I do it. I swear to God.
Oh, it's delicious. It's the best thing you could ever do because I take warm showers. I want to keep myself warm. I'm a little prissy once I get out of the shower, you know?
I just want to dry up.
Do you put cotton balls between your toes?
No, I Q-tip my ears.
We know that.
That's a given.
And then I don't put any cotton balls between my toes. That's a manicure or pedicure. I've never done that.
It's delicious.
But yeah, so today I blew out my hair kind of like Pauly D style. I swear, I'm 6'3 normal. I'm actually 5'4", but with my head, I'm 6'3". And then the hair just it was awesome. I came downstairs and I saw my son and he said, "Good morning, Dad." And he turned around and the face that he looked at me with, like, "What the hell is that on your head?" And he goes, "Da-da hat. Da-da hat." The kid's 2 years old. He already knows how to tell me to put a hat on. He's like, "You look awful." And you should see his hair right now. It's atrocious. Poor kid got my hair.
Yes, he did.
Just set the trimmer at number 3 and just go over damn head.
That's the problem. See, I do have clippers, but I only have the one guard because I throw everything else out. But
it's so efficient.
I'm planning on doing it this weekend, and my wife's like, "Well, you should do Ryan's hair too." And I'm like, "Yeah, try to cut a hair of a slippery eel, you know."
Yeah, headbox.
He'll stay seated for that.
Headbox.
He seems to do well in his haircut photos.
He does okay. I've had to literally hold him one time one of his haircuts because he is a Cregan, so he does have hair that needs to be cut every month or every 3 weeks in my case. And so he's on his like 12th haircut, and he's 2 years old.
Nice.
So he is an ape.
Basically, he's got no hair anywhere else. But
I'll tell you, I got my clippers charging. It might be haircut day at the office tomorrow. We got a couple people that didn't make it underneath the wire before all the barbers closed. And what Matt at work? I mean, it's probably 3 inches long. He's like, I was like, you want to shave it? He's like, I don't give a shit anymore. He's like, what's it matter? I'm not going to see anybody. So
that's the thing. That's exactly right. Like,
he's like, I wear a hat anywhere I go. He's like, bring him in. We'll figure it out. I was like, all right, let's go.
And by,
awesome.
And by the time this thing's over, I'll need a haircut. So
yeah, just do it again. Shape it up, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see. I remember I used to cut hair in college.
Yeah.
So that was, let's see, that's 22 years ago. I was not good then.
We
so
see
we'll
you
see.
Don't do it as a profession now.
I did my own, too, in the bathroom and left the hair there for everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's true story. True story. No
in
doubt.
The dorm, I left the hair for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So Wimbledon. No Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah. No Wimbledon this year.
Hey. Yeah.
Wow.
Who gives a shit?
Strawberries and cream.
Who was your favorite Wimbledon female tennis player? They wear the wall white over there.
Oh.
Maria Sharapova.
Good call. I was a Gabriella Sabatini.
Wow. Strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way back.
I had her picture in my locker with the Ray-Ban commercial.
Stop it.
Way back is right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Gabby, man. Gabby Sabatini.
Even further back is Mary Jo Fernandez. She went to Clemson.
Jesus Christ. Christ.
What about Arantxa Sanchez Vaccario?
Vaccario!
So you trying to take it back to the Spanish. I see. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, wasn't there another Fernandez, too? Gigi Fernandez.
Gigi Fernandez. So what about...
I was a Monica Seles guy until she got...
She was a guy!
She stabbed
herself.
Was she the screamer? She was a screamer. Oh. Wasn't she the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you know?
I saw her.
Oh. Yeah, but Sharapova was a moan or screamer too, wasn't she?
Yes, she is.
She was great. She was
jeez. So now that we got the Masters over, now the U.S. Open's canceled.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, canceled U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. Oh, no, they canceled the Open Championship as well.
Oh, Open Championship.
Open Championship. Yep. Canceled. But there's a chance. There's something brewing. I don't know if you've seen it. It's the Tiger and Phil, who played last year in a one-on-one golf tournament.
Right.
And it was all built up. It was a pay-per-view. I think it was over Thanksgiving weekend, $29.95, something like that, on Friday after Thanksgiving. And it was all built up, you know, like rivalry, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they were betting with their own money and ended up just not really doing that well. A lot of people paid for it. I think the pay-per-view crashed. It wasn't very entertaining. So we're going to try it again, evidently, possibly, maybe, but we're going to add in two more people. Have you heard who they're going to add in to this?
They're quarterbacks.
Mr. Tom Brady will be playing with Phil Mickelson, and Peyton Manning's going to be playing with Tiger Woods.
Wow.
And no formats have been discussed, but I would love to see, like, alternate shot so they have to use the quarterbacks. You know, you could see, like, hitting from the trees or something, you know, but... I don't know, man. I mean, I think that would just break the pay-per-view. It would break the internet. The offshore gambling would, like, just go insane. So, because it'd be the only thing out there. But it's very doable if you think about it. Four people, a limited production crew. You could get them all tested, especially with this new coronavirus test coming out. It's going to be, you know, like a quick test that everybody's going to have. They're talking about doing it in May.
And they can afford it. They can afford the quick test.
Yeah, you know, so we'll see. It would be awesome. It'd be something fun to see. Even better, what if you did this? What if they went to Augusta and played it?
Let's go.
So,
now here to add a little twist to the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Tampa Bay Buccaneer football history, Brady wrenches his back during the golf tournament.
Slips a disc. Literally slips a disc.
With a putt or something like that.
He just has to retire permanently. Yep, just ruin it.
Winston's already signed with somebody and all this crap. Oh, it'd be fantastic.
That literally just made me cringe because I know you're talking about the Bucks, but that's basically was my whole fandom with the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. That exact thing. They signed Dante Culpepper after a big year and tears his ACL, never plays football again. Could have had Drew Brees that same year. Oh, God.
Well, you know, the history of Steve Young with the Bucks, the history of Doug Williams with the Bucks, Trent Dilfer wins the Super Bowl with another team. I mean, it'd be perfect.
That would be perfect is right.
It'd be just awesome. So
that's hilarious.
But you're right, Lox. Anything that would come on right now would kill it. Any competition. Mm-hmm. I say this daily, I swear on my life. How do people that don't watch sports even a little bit live? Because there's nothing on TV.
There's not much to watch. And if you're a woman, you watch HGTV, and that shit's so repetitive after a while. The news, God knows we've all watched plenty of that.
That's the same thing.
And then, what? I don't know. I mean,
it's amazing. That's how these shows got so damn... The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Who wants to... I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't like to watch train wrecks. I don't.
I like...
That's not pleasing to me.
I like that as an outlet. Not The Bachelor necessarily. My wife does watch it. But, I watch Survivor. It's my outlet. But that's...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then mindless entertainment, right?
But then I go back to sports. Yeah. I take an hour to go away from sports, and then I go back to sports. I don't have that anymore. I have to watch Survivor for an hour, and then Garth Brooks is on my television.
And God, that was awful.
And
was it?
And I like him, and that wasn't good.
No, it was not a good scene.
Speaking of which, we were talking about what's on TV.
What about your favorite golfer? Female golfer. Who's your favorite female golfer? Since we did tennis.
Michelle Wee. Yeah.
Softballs.
Wow. I didn't know there was women golfers. So go.
Sure.
Did you research that?
How misogynistic was that?
Did you look up Paige Sporanic?
No.
She's a very good golfer.
Oh,
well, you should
Paige
probably
Sporanic.
Go ahead and Google her.
Annika Sorenstam?
No.
Paige Sporanic. Paige. She played at Arizona State.
She's a very good golfer.
Excellent golfer.
She's a great golfer, though. For real.
Amazing sport.
Great looking golfer?
There's that. That's part of it. She's a very good golfer.
That's what I figured.
Hey, JJ, I know. Who's your favorite? Long driver girl. What's her name?
Troy Mullins.
Troy Mullins.
Troy Mullins. She can pound it.
Is she a golfer or is she just a long drive?
She is a golfer.
She is too.
She played for USC.
Okay.
And I'm a stalker. Okay. She would be my Tino. Okay.
How far does she hit the golf ball?
Her winning drive, 405 yards. Jesus Christ.
400.
And 5 yards was her winning drive in a competition.
It's ridiculous. She swings so hard at the ball. I've seen that ball. I'm like, what?
I know the closest I ever hit was 310.
She went to Cornell.
Who?
Troy Mullins.
I thought she went to USC. My fault.
Same.
It had a C in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's on the different coast, but that's, it is what it is.
Listen, I'm not, I just know she's a golfer.
Let's take it back one. She went to college.
She went to college.
There you go.
A, B, C, you're in the top three. What are you worried about?
Who's this Paige broad? I don't even know how, Sporanic?
Yeah. I got it written down right there.
Oh, yeah, we got to put these two up.
Have you not looked that up?
I haven't looked it up, no.
Well, you need to. Just go ahead and do that before we move on.
Yeah, I think he just did. Yeah, they're my top two favorite golfers. Paige Sporanic.
Yeah,
you okay? Paige, all right?
On that note, we're going to call this show. No.
She is a great golfer.
Wow, she looks like she can really hit the ball, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not 405, but she can crush it.
Bounce all over the course a little bit. So speaking of bouncing all over the course, what are we watching? We're gonna jump down right now because we were talking about TV and people that don't like sports watch TV. Are you guys doing any of that binge watching thing?
Since last week? No.
God. Last week? Or I don't know. Did we talk about it last week? I forget. I didn't listen.
You know what I've watched? And I watch it every week. And I DVR it. On FXX. Dave. The show Dave.
Yeah?
30 minutes.
Little Dicky?
Little Dicky.
Yeah, he's funny. Is it good?
It is tremendous. All right. It is so funny. If you know anything about him being a rapper.
I do.
And like... And he's a very good rapper, freestyle rapper, too, mainly on the internet, but then he got bigger and blew up. And this is just a story about his life. And it's produced by Kevin Hart, if that tells you anything, because he doesn't produce a ton of stuff. So he got behind it, got him on FXX, and it's on Hulu, too. Hilarious. I laugh every episode. It's very funny. He's awkward as shit. It's just classic. It's very funny. It's not like us. Good 30-minute show. You'd enjoy it. So I would.
If you
want to
go down a rabbit hole, type Little Dicky into YouTube, and you'll be there for a good while. He's hilarious,
incredible. Yeah,
and his flow is great. I don't know why he hasn't taken off. He's kind of satirical a little bit, but he's also got some big names that come on his songs with him. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really good. The first episode, he really he goes off and does a little freestyle thing, and it's really impressive. It was cool.
That's the one he needed $10,000 to pay to get YB
It didn't grab me yet,
and I was excited for it. But I'll get back in it.
I'd give it a shot. Other than that, man, I've been all in on the news. That's about it.
It's getting worse.
You work all day. You come home and you have to be the teacher for your kids for whatever school project because we have no more schools. That's been canceled. And then you watch TV for an hour and you fall asleep halfway through. So
is Mrs. Locks working in the office too?
She works half a day and then comes home and herds the kids in the afternoon and makes them do their schoolwork. So I get the leftover, which is usually science class. And I think I did a little math one time, but she does a majority of it.
You look like Mr. Wizard.
I am. I am. A wizard is in me, side by side. But it's
shit out of your ass.
You just whipped at the end of the day. So not a lot of TV watching for me so far this past week since we talked last.
All right. What about J to the J?
I took your advice and watched that guy on Netflix.
Did you?
The comedy guy.
Oh, it was
Tom. Good Lord, he's dark. I loved it.
The Tiger King?
Not the Tiger King. The guy, the stand-up.
Oh, Tom Segura.
Good Lord. That was hilarious. If you like raw, I don't believe he's going here humor, that's the guy you listen to.
He goes, there's a line, and he toes the line, and then he jumps about 4.5 miles past the line.
Oh.
You're like, quit. Oh, he won't. Oh, my, wow. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is the guy, he's the comedian you definitely get the wife and kids in front of. You get some popcorn and sodas, and you watch this guy for an hour, and then all of the wife and the kids will be in therapy, and you'll just be laughing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. It's great. It's a lot of fun, but definitely it's kind of like adult videos. You kind of have to watch it by yourself.
Yeah.
What?
Unless she's really weird, and then you should watch it with us.
He goes to places I never heard a comedian go there.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah. Now the way he presents it, his timing and
his flow is great too.
His flow is great. He goes to places like, oh, there's the other side of the black hole. It's like, whoa. Yeah,
what else? What else you got here? You got a whole bunch on this list. You watching Hoosiers?
I went. You had to watch some sports. I did a whole sports movie weekend. Four. Went nuts.
Four.
Four.
Didn't he only play four players in Hoosiers?
Four. Oh, just four.
Four.
That's four. My team. That's my team. Four. Coach four. Coach Dale. I had to. I'm missing March Madness. It's over. I turned on Hoosiers. Well worth.
I'll tell you what, though. Locks was saying Jimmy last Chibble. Week about the watching those games on CBS, and I was able to watch the. Oh, God. What did I watch this weekend? What was the early one? Oh, Georgetown Villanova.
Old, yeah.
Oh. What a game that was. And you're right.
82 something? It was so old.
84. I think it was 84. 85.
Yeah.
You're 85, right. That's right.
85.
Yeah. It was, who's
Patrick
the, who's
Ewing
the,
who, looked like he was Ewing. 57 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eddie Pinckney.
Villanova. Who was the guard? Who's the guard I can't think of for Villanova?
Yes.
They got no drug problems later. He was great in that game. He was unstoppable in that game.
God bless.
Oh my God! Shit, he was phenomenal. Though. Yeah, that was the game. Like, oh yeah, Villanova's gonna get crushed by 30.
They should have.
They on paper, yeah.
They got beat by Georgetown twice in the regular season. The following game after that was 1997. It was Arizona.
Mm-hmm. They were a good team. Oh yeah. Shit.
Old Lute Olson.
God, what game was, who did they play? It was awesome.
Was it Duke?
It probably was Duke, wasn't it?
So I think it was Duke.
Duke.
Well, they're good.
Black hair.
And then the third and final game was Butler Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Too.
Hung in as long as they could.
I'd like to see last year's national championship on it. Remember that?
I'm sure.
The overtime. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That was a
great game.
Great
Texas Tech, Virginia. What a game. That was awesome. And then that's more relevant, too. At least it's only a year old. But
yeah, it's got to be coming. It's mm-hmm. gotta, I don't know. But then there was the. As much as I watch sports, that's literally the only stuff that I've been watching sports-wise, which is weird because I've been watching a lot of Rangers hockey before this whole mess started, and they'll play reruns from this season. And I've seen all the games, and I won't watch them again. If I just saw it, it's like, I don't know why I have this dynamic, but I just saw it. It was a great 5-goal game by Mika Zibanejad a couple of days ago. Say that five worked. Five
Excuse me?
Back.
Excuse me? What?
What? Huh?
Oh, captain, our new captain, hopefully. It was just on against the Caps. Ovechkin was awesome in that game, and I couldn't watch it again. It was so exciting watching it live. I had trouble. I turned it off. And then I watched Tiger King. I think I told you guys.
You did. You plowed through it, huh?
All in one day.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 episodes, about 45 minutes long episodes each. It is life-changing.
No, it's the rage. I mean, I have no idea what's going on. The memes are on fire, though, right now.
The takeaway is you could buy tiger for $2,000.
Yeah. Coach Leach.
Rumor has it, like just north of here, Beaufort, South Carolina, one of these tiger ranches or one of these dudes like had a tiger up there, not far from here. So
Myrtle,
I don't even
one
know.
Of Myrtle is one of the guys, yeah. Doc Antler.
Let me ask you, what do you feed a tiger daily?
They would cut. You haven't seen it either?
No, I refuse to watch it because I live here. I mean, this is where it's like
Carol Baskin is in. Is at Big Cat Rescue in Tampa?
Big Cat Rescue in Tampa,
right,
and
up.
I just
Bruce B. Downs.
I just don't want to watch the same people I see every day. It's like going to Gibsonton. It's like, oh, I want to go to a carnival day. Oh, I'll just go drive through Gibsonton. It's like, Jesus, it's the same thing. It's where all the carnies live.
It's wonderful. So they would feed the tigers, basically like the butchers would kill the cows, and they would basically bring the extra meat from the cows, back it up onto a truck, more or less.
Like organs?
No, it's like legs. Like
heads,
the remnants of their legs. So they'd give like a whole quarter of just throw it in the cage. It said it costs about $30,000 a year to feed one tiger.
Yeah,
and this guy in Oklahoma had the Tiger King, had 227 Tigers.
Shut the front door. I had no idea.
Hold on. It's tremendous.
Like, mental math.
I'll give you that's my, a lot of I'll give you my Netflix that's a lot of me. Login to watch it. Lock.
I've got how many Tigers?
227 Tigers.
Help me out.
Don't help me out. My pencil.
Holy shit.
$6.8 million. No. Fuck.
He's charging like $300 for admission. The place was packed. And then he's charging on top of that, like, pricing for to have a picture with a tiger cub. That's where the money is. Yeah, it's crazy. And he has staff. His staff is us. His staff is fantastic. This one lady got her arm ripped bullshit. Off by a tiger, came back to work in 5 days because she was nervous she would lose her job.
Whoa.
Dude, it was tremendous. It was a train wreck. You're exactly right when you said that. It was a complete train wreck, and you couldn't look away. I don't think my wife watched the first episode, but after, like, just kind of eyeing it up, the second one, she sat down, and my son was sleeping, so, like, he slept for 3 hours, so we got through 3 or 4 episodes on that, and at one point, she's like, I got to make dinner. I said, we're ordering in. <She's> like, keep them rolling.
Good
we kept
Lord.
Them rolling and finished the show, and we were both like, holy crap. It is the biggest rage right now. I won't spoil it for anybody. There's no real spoilers, but it's dark. It's extremely dark.
Wow.
It's extremely addictive, and if once you turn on the first episode, if you like train wrecks, and I do, you will watch every episode. You won't go down that rabbit hole. My favorite line of the day. I'm also watching a little bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm. JJ has been telling me to watch this forever.
Yeah.
I'm through 7 episodes. I like it. Once again, hasn't really grabbed me yet. I need Jay Smoove.
You need Jay Smoove. He comes by season 5. You'll.
I need him
it,
to come in.
It gets better. It gets better as it goes.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
No, because it does get better. The first 2 seasons are kind of like it gets you through, funny, and then it builds up.
Yeah. He's so ridiculous.
Jay Smoove is great.
And then my.
And he's been on ever since.
My
just
secret addiction. Again, this is like my. I'm sitting on a couch tonight or something. It's Bar Rescue.
No.
Yeah.
And the reason I watch it, JJ. Is because our boy in Chicago at the press box was on the show.
Yeah.
So I started watching. I'm like, I hadn't even heard about it. So then I looked it up and I watched that episode. And the guy that runs the press box is a complete douche. But I loved him. But he's a complete douche.
He's just dirty.
But that
I mean,
was
he's
the first
filthy.
Episode that I had to watch. And he was a douche on the show. And it was awesome.
Yeah, basically pictured the most typical Chicago middle-aged guy with no looks and trying to hit on every waitress he had and treating every customer like an asshole.
He had a drink, and pardon my language, I know, now we're going to be PG show, but he had a drink that was up there during the show, and he had it when we were there the next time, too. It was called Pussy Juice.
Yes.
And the guy, John Tapper, was like, you have to get rid of this. This is awful. And he, like, threw a big stink about it.
Yeah.
But literally, it was like, there was this handwritten sign that said it, and you could order it. It was like $5 a glass. Who knows what was in it? This guy
what they
was
wrung the, out the towel.
This guy was, just, was thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. They did clean up the place nice, but it kind of ruined it.
Yeah. Well, he didn't.
Really,
he went back to it. Yeah. He wasn't one that followed the plans.
No.
But I really enjoy that show. It's a good show. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it.
I tell you, when I fell off it, I used to watch that show quite a bit. I always thought it was entertaining, but kind of what you hear about all reality shows. If you don't bring drama to the show, we won't film it. And I just think that's kind of, well, then is it reality television? Mm-hmm. You know, that's when I stopped watching it. It's like, oh, come on.
Right.
Because
right.
there was a bar in Tampa that supposedly got on the show, Bar Rescue, and they said, yeah, you better make up issues. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
What was the bar called?
Oh, God, I can't remember, to be honest with you. But I know it was, you know, typical partnership, two guys. I think it shoots up in, like, Waters Avenue. And, you know.
Baba Louie's?
Probably. They just said they bring issues to make the story exciting.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of times people leave. They'll get fired. They'll do this. They'll do that.
Yeah.
The guy's an alcoholic. He's trying to run the bar. He's not running the place. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. But I'll binge that, too. I watch that Chop show that's on the Food Network, and that's pretty much all I watch.
Wow.
You put this word on there.
What?
What is that? Number five.
What's five?
Reading.
I'm reading.
What?
Reading is fundamental.
What is like you like read on your phone or like the computer?
No. There's these things they used to make.
Like a stop sign.
They had a cover.
Okay.
And the front of the cover was kind of a hard, hard paper.
Was it leather bound?
And then, no, it wasn't leather bound. And then it had a spine, and then the same type of cover of the front was on the back, and it had thinner pages of paper in between, and they have words in them.
What's that thing called?
Weird.
It's only four letters. Be easy. It's called a book. And
you crazy town.
It's been weird.
I was in the book business. I left it.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
so yeah, I've been reading. It's you know.
I read emails.
I gotta get away from the computer. I've learned to kind of step away from the computer lately. So it's kind of
smart.
Just get away from it.
Smart. Teach me your ways.
Yeah, you just say no.
I'm looking at the computer right now.
Well, that's different. We're doing this. We're entertaining people.
we're doing something.
The all fives and the tens of them.
Yeah.
It's like the Rock teens. Back in the day. For the millions. No. For the tens. And tens. Speaking of The Rock, are you guys watching WrestleMania this weekend?
No.
Good talk.
Right. They're giving us free WrestleMania in the past that I never saw. What the hell am I going to do now? Buy it for?
That's my theory, too.
I turned the shit on, I guess it's probably Sunday night, maybe?
Yeah.
Or maybe Saturday, something
Saturday
like that.
Night.
And there was the intro for Triple H.
Yeah!
And by the time he got done, I fell asleep. And then he got in the ring.
Time
I was like,
to
"Oh
play
my
the game!"
God. You know what? And he married the boss's daughter. How smart is that song?
She's screaming and talking and all this. I was like, I just can't take this shit. I think when I was a kid, and I figured out that it wasn't real. Ever since then, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Whoa! You got to be careful. You don't know who's listening to this.
That's right. It's like,
wrestling's awesome. Real, bud. Wrestling's real.
Grappling.
For all the kids
wrestling. What?
For all the kid out there that's listening.
Him.
Your son.
My son. I don't have any kids.
Speaking of kids, yeah. Our kids are eating us out of house and home. Are you guys eating anything big right now that we're getting fat and fatter and fattest?
Who's binge eating? I've got... Oh.
My ring's falling off, and I think it's because I'm drinking water instead of my Snapples.
Mm.
Ooh.
Weird.
So you're not getting thinner.
I would hope not, but because I just went on Amazon today.
Oh.
Yeah? What'd you buy?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get it. It's so good.
You got to help Bebo's get out of the poorhouse. Uh-oh. Oh!
A 36 count.
Of Twix?
Of Twix.
So does that mean it's really like 72?
Yeah.
Two Twix?
Yeah.
Snuck it in the back door, put it in my office, secret for safekeeping.
Nice.
I pounded down three of those today.
So six or three?
So my ring fits fine right now. But that's
you.
It.
Publix is killing me. It's not going to be Corona. Yeah. Publix. Publix is killing me because they're putting all the garbage on BOGO.
Mm-hmm.
Two for one. Oh,
I
yeah.
noticed that. we can't get rid of this shit to make room for like anything else. Yeah. So just put it out there. Yeah, oh, well, I might as well buy two.
Peppermint Farm cookies, 2 for $1? Oh, let's get 6 fucking bags. Why not? I haven't had these flavors. Twizzlers, 2 for $1? Oh, yeah. I need some Twizzlers.
Well, if you bite off both ends, you could drink your whiskey with a Twizzler, like a straw.
You know I've done that.
I know.
Fig Newtons.
And Fig Newtons and Jack Daniels is also an excellent one. And they had Fig Newtons, 2 for $1.
Jack Daniels,
but I got the Fig. One? No, Jesus Christ. I'd be dead. They did have the Fig Newtons, 2 for $1. I got the strawberry and the fig. Oh, my God. That was, woo, that was a good one, too.
Well done.
Fire.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, yeah. if you look around, man, at some of the restaurants maybe that you frequent, I know we got a local one here that there are some serious deals just to get some sales at these places. I go to a burger place, B&D Burgers, around the corner from SB, if you've been there. They had a deal, like a takeout deal, for you to cook at your house, 12 burgers, 12 buns, 12 bags of chips, 12 pieces of lettuce, 2 whole tomatoes, 1 onion. For $40 out the door, and you cook it yourself.
That ain't bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can't find ground beef around this joint, and these are padded out. They're burger that you buy there. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Tipped them real well. You know, I mean, those folks aren't, you can't have anybody in the restaurant now, so
yeah,
a big tip, you know, and it ended up being a heck of a deal for 12 burgers. And, you know, the buns, you know, I'm not obviously eating 12 burgers at a time, but I took them out, and I know, sorry. But, you know, and then I froze them individually and just pull them out, thaw them out, eat them up. So, yeah, there's plenty. Mellow mushroom, I'm probably going to have that tomorrow. They got the same type of deals, like great deals, just to get some sales, you know.
Smart,
so
innovation.
Check that out.
It's definitely coming out of the woodwork here for places like that. And definitely.
Yeah.
They don't have
the Beef Show supports local businesses and small businesses, especially food places in this time of need, too. So.
That's
absolutely. Liquor stores, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're small businesses as well for the most part, unless you're going to,
damn right,
you know, your big place on Dale Mabry over there.
Total Wine?
Total Wine's not a small business, but the other places are.
Lupin's? Yeah, Lupin's is good. Lupin's is good. It's a liquor store.
I don't know about y'all, but on the weekends, I tend to binge eat Bud Light. What is that?
Lucan?
That's not really eating.
Well, we got a weekend coming up here. Hope everybody stays safe and warm and cozy by the fire with your wonderful, wonderful families and friends. But don't get too close to your family that's not there, because you don't want to give them any.
Not more than 10 people.
Nope, not more than 10 people. 6 feet apart. Wash your hands.
What else we got? Anything else good going on? I skipped over a couple things.
We didn't miss anything. But
time, so. Next week, you know what we're going to do next week? I'll tease the show. Ooh. We're going to do a baseball preview next week. We're going to do a major baseball preview next week.
Baseball preview next week?
Yep.
Oh, the Astros.
Be sure to tell your friends. We'll be the ones that give you the actual analysis of this. We're not some paid-off hockey. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that.
Paid off. We'll take anyone's money. What are you talking about?
Get me ready for my fantasy draft. Yeah. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
There goes the spreadsheet. There goes the spreadsheet. God bless.
Thank you again for the spreadsheet. Happy birthday to Chad Yarber on behalf of JJ in Tampa. And another guy in Savannah. I am the Beef. Thanks so much for listening. Say goodnight, boys.
Don't touch your face.
But pick your nose.